the faith and never give up. Your opportunity is closer than you think. MLAC Comedy, LLC presents Helping Hand.
This episode, An Old School Friend. Mrs. Angie Diaz worked many jobs after coming to America. She raised a family and was married for 42 years. Her life was happy and exciting. After her husband passed away and her kids left, she found herself alone and responsible for everything. As she got older, she realized that her living expenses were increasing each month. Her medical and prescriptions cost grew. She lived on a fixed income, so as she saw her savings being spent, she decided to cut back on things, like everyone living on a budget. She tried to spend her money wisely. Her daughter, Helen Riviera, is a single mom raising a beautiful 16-year-old daughter. Her name is Elena. She is very close to her grandma, Angie. She goes every Saturday morning and helps clean her grandma's apartment. They then have breakfast and go shopping together in local stores. Her grandma lives in an apartment building near the town center. There are many mom-and-pop run stores still servicing all her neighbors. Angie was living her life just like we all do. Nothing was perfect, but it was her golden years. Everything was going well. Then, life happened. She felt pain in her lower back. At first, it was now and then, but it got worse as the months went by. Her daughter took her to her first doctor's visit. That was the first of many trips to the doctor's office and hospital for testing. Then, on that nightmarish day, her doctor, Leo Goodman, spoke to her.
Mrs. Diaz, how are you today? How are you dealing with the pain in the lower back? You feel better with the new drugs I prescribed for you? Well, I have the results of the last medical test. It hurts me to tell you that the tumor is still growing and starting to spread throughout your body. I'm sorry, but this isn't the good news I hope to tell you. So we'll continue with the chemo treatment and hope for better results. I also see your daughter brought you here today. You mind if I call her in so we can talk?
Yes. Yes, doctor, of course.
Thank you. Helen, how are you today? I just wanted to fill you in on your mom's treatments. I feel that you two should really talk and come up with a plan. With your mom's permission, I can answer any medical questions you may have. But I believe your mom's going to need your help. She's not going to be as strong as she used to be. Anyway, I just wanted to say you should talk to your mom.
We'll talk to Dr. Goodman. But you know my mom. She loves her apartment and neighborhood friends. She has been involved with her community her entire life. She has been a community leader for years. She even started their neighborhood watch program. And for the past decade, she has always volunteered at the local soup kitchen. There are a lot of hungry people living on the streets these days, so it would be hard for her to walk away from her neighborhood and come live with me. I do know her granddaughter Elena would be happy. She loves her grandmother so much.
Helen, it doesn't matter how your mom feels. I'm telling you that these chemo treatments are brutal. Your mom is going to war. She's going to need someone with her, and it's going to get rough. She can't be alone.
I'm scared for us all. My mom knows this, and we all remember how bad it was when my dad got sick. It's like reliving that nightmare. No matter what I say, she may not want Elena to see her sick and put her through this sadness, but I promise to try my best to convince her to move in with us.
As the weeks passed by, Helen finally talked to her mom. But just like she knew, her mom was not yet ready to move away from the only life she knew. Since Angie lost her husband, Lewis, to a heart attack, she became more driven to make a difference in the community while she still could. Her neighborhood was changing. She noticed more homeless people were gathering by the park. The soup kitchen line was getting longer, and the community was changing. She decided to meet with the local city councilman to see what could be done to better her neighborhood. She met with Councilman Ernest Verne.
Hi, Mrs. Angie Diaz. I'm happy to see you this morning. I understand you want to talk about your neighborhood. I heard you are a community leader and have done some great things. Your neighbors are indeed lucky to have you living there. So how can I help you?
Well, as you can see, I'm getting up in age, so I wanted to help bring back the neighborhood that I grew up in. I have noticed so many homeless people gathered in our community, and our food pantry runs out of food every week because of all the hungry that line up. I know these aren't the best of times, but we need to do something. I want to help.
Mrs. Diaz, that's a beautiful, loving thing you want to do. But what you are seeing is a big city and state problem. This is happening everywhere. People need help. Everyone has a different story of how they ended up on a soup line. Our city facilities are overflowing with these homeless people. That's why I'm fighting for federal money to address this problem. There's an old abandoned school just blocks from you that I'm trying to have the city turn into a facility that can house, feed, and medically treat all these abandoned people. Because this problem is so big right now, I suggest you continue helping out at the soup kitchen and treating these people with respect.
Mrs. Angie Diaz felt frustrated with her meeting with Councilman Ernest Byrne. She knew that her neighborhood would continue changing and get worse. She was saddened for the future of her community. She also knew that her health issues would force her to leave and go live with her daughter and granddaughter. As the weeks passed by, she became depressed and useless. Then one day, she went for a walk and sat on a bench at the local park. That's where she met Mrs. Wanda Lawson.
Hi, Angie. How are you feeling today? It's a beautiful sunny day, isn't it? Look at all the birds flying around. And you know, I had a leftover cookie, so I threw it over there. That's why they keep flying by.
Oh, yeah, my memory is starting to go. Who are you? Do I know you from somewhere? You look so familiar.
Yes, Angie. Don't you remember me? I'm Wanda Lawson, your old schoolmate from First Avenue School. We went to grammar school together. I know we're older, but you don't recognize me? I recognize you. Played together all the time.
Oh, I remember you. What a pleasant surprise after all these years. Running into an old school friend. How are you doing? I remember you were always smiling and laughing a lot in school. Where have you been living? I haven't seen you since we graduated.
Well, we moved away since then. My father was in the military, so we traveled a lot. Then both my parents passed on, and I've lived alone ever since. I never got married or had children. I worked, and then after retiring, decided to move back to my old neighborhood.
Well, so welcome back. I'm so glad I sat down to catch my breath and ran into you. We were such good friends then, and, you know, but I have to leave right now. I'm on my way to our local soup kitchen. I volunteer to cook and serve food to the homeless there. It's my way of helping our neighbors. Here's my address and cell phone. We have to get together. I live near here. You know, I'll have you over for dinner. And it just feels good to meet up with an old schoolmate. You see, this is what I mean by the neighborhood is changing. Look by that bench there. It's a shopping cart filled with plastic bags. That must belong to a homeless person. They keep all their possessions in that shopping cart. Wanda, our neighborhood isn't how we remember it anymore. It's changing fast. Okay, well, I have to go now. Bye.
Mrs. Angie Diaz worked for hours at the soup kitchen that day. And as she leaves, she grabs a blanket and food. She keeps thinking of the shopping cart filled with plastic bags of someone's possessions. She then walks by the park to see if the shopping cart is still there. She sees the shopping cart by the bench and sees a woman lying on the bench next to it. She walks up to the woman and puts the blanket on her and puts the food on the bench. She then walks home. Throughout the night, Angie wakes up because that homeless person keeps appearing in her mind. She has met many homeless people at the soup kitchen, but seeing that person sleeping on the park bench finally got to her. The next day, Angie goes and visits her old friend, William Tyson. He owns the local deli at the end of her block.
Angie Diaz, good to see you this morning. Are you having your usual soft-boiled eggs with fried Spam? Come on, let's sit together and have a good breakfast, you and me. So, tell me, what's going on? I know you're up on everything happening around the neighborhood here. How's your health, too? I just went to see Dr. Goodman, and Paula, his receptionist, said that I just missed you.
That Paula is a real big mouth. She has some nerve telling you I was just there. Do I go around telling people I saw her getting her hair dyed purple? I swear that girl looks like a rainbow, always coloring her hair in different colors. What is this world coming to?
Angie, now, are you jealous? I remember all those hairstyles you had through the years. These young girls have nothing on you. So tell me, how are you feeling? How was your doctor visit? You know me, with my diabetes and all, he's always telling me that I have to lose more weight, eat healthy. Come on, I own a deli. I'm here and I'm eating all day and I'm cooking. How can I possibly lose any weight around here?
Well, be happy he's not telling you to go live with your daughter. He's telling me that I need to live with someone so they can look after me. It seems like all I do is take more pills and get sicker. You know, I know, William. I remember how you cared for your wife when she was undergoing chemo treatments. I remember how hard it was on you. You almost lost a deli being by her side every day. You know, you are a good man. But how can I move in with my daughter and granddaughter and put them through that? I don't want to be a burden on them. You know how those treatments make you feel.
Well, yeah, but Angie, how can you be alone? I mean, it's likely to only get worse. You're going to need somebody one day to help out. Got to think about that. This is always the way it is. When your loved one dies first, you know, you're left by yourself. Believe me, I know. And no one wants to burden their children with caring for them, but they're all we have.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day I won't be alone. Anyway, is there any food that you can spare? I saw this homeless woman in the park. Last night I gave her a bag of food, but it wasn't much. Do you have any leftovers I can bring her?
You know, Angie, I usually throw away any dented cans of food that I get delivered. No one buys soup cans that are dented. So let's dent some cans. We'll fill a nice grocery bag for her. And what do you say I also make her some tasty eggs and fried Spam?
Mrs. Angie Diaz takes the grocery bag with her and looks for that homeless woman sleeping on the park bench. She searches throughout the park but can't find her. It's like she disappeared. She then went to the soup kitchen to help out. She figured she would walk through the park and see that woman later. She usually works in the kitchen preparing the meals that are given to the homeless, but this day, she was working up front handing out the meals. That's when life happened. She handed a hot meal to a woman whose face was covered by a scar. The woman reached into the plastic bag and handed her back a blanket. Angie spoke to her.
Miss, please keep the blanket. It's yours. We gave it to you to stay warm. We don't want it back. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do. But this shelter didn't give it to me. Someone laid it on me last night when I was sleeping, and I wanted to return it because it's not mine.
Were you sleeping on a park bench last night? Because I laid down a blanket on a woman. Are you that woman?
Yes, I am, Angie. I'm sorry.
Sorry? What do you mean? Sorry for what?
At that time, the lady's scarf fell by accident. No words were spoken. Angie just smiled at her and handed the woman back the blanket. The woman turned around and walked out of the shelter. That night, Angie walked through the park looking for that homeless woman. She carried that bag of groceries that she got from William Tyson, the deli owner. Angie saw that shopping cart filled with plastic bags and that woman lying on the park bench beside it. This time, instead of leaving the bag of groceries on the park bench next to the woman, she stood there and woke her up.
It's pretty cold out tonight, Wanda. I just went grocery shopping and plan on cooking a good dinner. Any chance an old schoolmate would like to join me? This grocery bag is too heavy for me to carry, Wanda, so I'm going to put it in your shopping cart so we can push it to my place.
It would be nice to talk about the good old times with a friend. Are you sure that I'm welcome? Please, don't feel sorry for me.
I'm just seeing an old friend who is bringing a smile to my face. I can't tell you how many times I sat on that bench and I wanted to lie down on it myself.
But you see what I've become. I'm homeless. I'm by myself. I have nothing.
You have me, and I'm your old school friend, and friends don't judge each other. I don't care what you've become. I care that you are here. I have a grocery bag filled with dented cans of food that will make the best dinner I have ever had, and that's because I'm going to eat it with you. Wanda, it's great that we two old friends are meeting again. Believe me, we need each other. So I offer you my helping hand. And let's forget about where we are today and live for tomorrow. Friendships last forever.
So I scream out for you to rescue me.
Helping Hand was conceived by Joel Amell, who is also the writer of this episode. The voice of Dr. Leo Goodman was played by Robert Billings. Kiana Charles was the voice of Kellen Riviera. John Plunkett was the voice of Ernest Byrne. Ruby M. was the voice of Mrs. Angie Diaz. Shawnee Lee Purcell played the voice of Wanda Lawson. John Finleone was the voice of William Tyson. I'm Angelo Lamar, and thanks for listening to this episode of Helping Hand. Keep the faith and never give up. Your opportunity is closer than you think.